Today's Mishnah in Masechet Mikvaot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Dalet, and it's the opening, the first Mishnah. So now we're going to go into the relationship of the Kavana of a person for the Shu'uvim and the Kalim of Shu'uvim. So till now, we've taken for granted that we know what these Mayim Shuvim are, and now the only question is, under what circumstances do they have to be put from a single Kli? Can they be put from multiple Kalim? Is there a difference between three Kalim and four Kalim, and so on and so forth? Now, we're going to get to a new topic, because the question is the very fact that water is in a Kli, does that make it Mayim Shuvim? Remember that the word sha'uv means that it has been drawn. Well, that seems to imply that someone consciously drew it out. So now the question would be, this whole, either, as we said, it's really a machlokas rishonim, whether the entire din of mayim sha'uvim is a derabbanan, or whether the din itself is deraisa, and only the halacha of Shloisha Lugin, Mayim Shuvim, Paisalas HaMikvah, before we had the full Arba Imsa'ah, whether that's the only part that's Durabbanan. But in any event, the definition of Shuvim, remember we learned the Rambam, who understands the entire Sugya throughout the Masechet over here, as being the question of natural waters, not the container of those waters. And it's water, therefore, that was not nishlat by humans. That's the idea, which makes it natural. And that we saw even before, because we talked about in the previous perek, we talked about the din of a shirt that became full of water in the washing machine. And now you take that shirt and you squeeze the shirt out into a mikveh, and there was shlosha lugin of mayim in that shirt. So would that have a din of mayim sha'uvim? Well, it isn't really in a kli at all, because the shirt doesn't have a base kibo. It's basically just capillary action that we're talking about over here. But it is possible anyway, because it's mayim that were nishlatu through b'nei adam. And anything that comes in that fashion, that everybody agrees to. The Rambam understands that that's the whole point of mikvos from the beginning. So now, in a case where you do have kalim and they're actually filled with water, that doesn't necessarily mean that that water is sha'uv. It could be natural rainwater that falls into a kli. So therefore, we talk about a case, let's say somebody did consciously put a kli underneath a pipe that's coming down from his roof so that it would be gathering all of the rainwater. So he was meniach kelim, tachat atzinor, purposefully, initially. And it doesn't matter what type of containers we're talking about. The size is irrelevant when it comes to the demayim shuvim. These could be very large containers that it would be meaningful to pour them into the mikvah, or it could be small containers. And it makes no difference whether these containers are kelim that are shayach to kabbalas tumah, or they're kelim that will never be mekabel tumah. For instance, afilu klei gilalim, klei avanim, klei adama. We know that kelim that are made out of stones, that was the standard way that we would make sure that the kayin that was dealing with the pora aduma, everything would be made out of stone, and that way he wouldn't become tumah. He would remember that he has to deal with it, as Barnea can tell us in the finds, in the places where Kayanim lived, like in the old city, where it's filled only with clay avonim. Everything was made out of stone to avoid tuma. Here it makes no difference. It could be stone. It could be clay glalim, which is made out of dried dung, which is very common in those days. Or if you just have clay, clay adama, hard clay, but it's not yet a clay cheres because it was never put into heat. All of those cases are still kalim when it comes to the din of mayim sha'uvim if the person put them under a pipe where they would get filled with the water. And therefore, they would pass over the mikveh in the event that shleisha lugin of mayim that was in a kli like this had fallen into a mikveh. Now, the question is, what about if the person put the Kalin there. But he then wasn't Zocha to fill up his Kalin with water because it never rained. Now it's a week later. He doesn't even remember that he had put it there. He never took it back into the house. There's a sudden thunderstorm a week later. Does his original kavana make the water that's in there mayim that were sheuvim with his das? Or do we say, look, the moment he forgot about it, so then the original maisa is canceled? Now the question is, these are just passively filled mayim into these kalim, and that's not considered to be sha'uv. So this is our question. The question is, what would be the din when the entire situation changed, not only his mind changed? In other words, in a case where he had put there to be filled, and it was actually all covered with clouds in the sky, it looked like it was about to rain. And in the end, it did rain. And at that point, he had forgotten about it. That would not be the case that the Gemara talks about elsewhere. But how about if it completely cleared up, it's a week later, and he simply forgot about it? Now the question is that considered to be the same act of putting it out there as it was l'chatchila? If it was never put out there to be filled with rain, in other words, he was shocheach, totally, he just meant to bring in Galen into the house, and he left them outside, and he forgot to bring them in. That for sure is not considered to be mayim she'uvim. But here, he did originally have an intent, and that's our question. So, according to the Das of Beit Shammai, Echad HaMiniach VeEchad HaShocheach, even though it says Echad HaShocheach, it doesn't mean he was Shocheach originally, as I just explained. That's not what Beit Shammai was talking about. He was Shocheach that he had originally left it, is the case that Beit Shammai is talking about. And there, according to Beit Shammai, we're Machmir, and even though it cleared up and it's a week later, the original Kavana is Kavana, according to Beit Shammai, and it's considered to be Mayim She'uvim. Whereas Aliba de Beit Hillel, if even though when he put it there, he did have intention of having it filled up with rainwater, but the sky cleared up a week later, the guy forgot entirely, didn't bring things back into the house. He would have brought it back into the house had he remembered. So according to Beit Hillel, his original das is not effective to turn this into Mayim She'uvim. Omer Rebbe Meir, this is one of the cases that the Gemara discusses in Shabbos as that terrible day when Nimnu v'Rabu Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. They took a vote, and it turned out that there were more Talmidim of Beit Shammai than there were of Beit Hillel. And because of that, he was outnumbered. And because of that, this is an example of one of the cases where even though Beit Hillel held otherwise, we're still going to have to paskin like Beit Shammai, and the din would be that it's considered to be Mayim She'uvim. But let's just make one thing clear, that for sure Beit Shammai is Meida, that if you just happen to forget things outside, Modim B'Shocheach B'Chatzer, and then they get filled up with water. That for sure, where there wasn't an initial clear-cut expression of a kavana. Now, it could be that the guy actually did have in mind that, all right, I'll leave it outside, maybe it'll rain. But, I mean, I look at this, I don't see that kavana, do I? And the guy never said that kavana, did he? And therefore, a kavana that has no manifestation, either through dibur or through the clarity of the intention, is not considered to be kavana. Remember, we had this very interesting question about whether a katan can have kavana where it's manifest. So over there, even though a statement wouldn't be enough, a manifestation would be even stronger. So let's say that we have a child who takes a animal, moves it to the tzofein, in the Beis HaMikdash, because it's a kodesh kodeshim, he knows that an oila has to be brought to the tzofen, and he drags it to the tzofen with great tircha. So everybody sees, oh, he's obviously intending to shecht it as a kodesh kodeshim. So in such a case, the kavana nikeret mitoch ma'asav. It's called, Mr. Gavi, please, that machshavto nikeret mitoch ma'asav is considered to be kavana. So in this case, Beit Shammai is saying, if there's no clarity, no manifestation in action, and no manifestation in declaration of intent, in this case, even Beit Shammai is moded that that water is considered 100% not Mayim She'uvim, and therefore give it the name Shu'u Tohar. In other words, it's usable as a mikveh tahira. As Rabbi Yossi says, I disagree. I say this was not one of the things that went to vote and that Beit Shammai outvoted Beit Hillel. This was not included in that Maisa, and I hold that Adayin Machloket Bimakoma Omedet, and we paskin like Beit Hillel because he was not outvoted. Okay, Rabosai, a nice beginning to our perek, Baruch Hashem. And we're off and running, hopefully. So we'll see you, hopefully, tomorrow for a continuation and the continued competition among the younger generation is always very useful, as the Gemara in the Masechet Pesachim tells us. We try to set up those kind of competitions to make sure that the learning is best. Kol tov, everybody. Have a wonderful day.